240.
A 26-year-old female who has a traumatic leg injury.
Basically, we're sent to where we needed, and if we're the closest, you know, available source, then we'll get sent.
999 mode activated.
We've just put on now, like, the blue lights. When do you make the decision that something is urgent enough?
Any 999 call requires a blue light response. Got to really expect the unexpected with the motorists.
So now we've just been diverted because a job with a higher priority has come in, and it's a red one, which is the highest priority, and it's for someone who's unconscious. So this is one of the highest life-threatening emergency jobs that we can go to.
So within a couple of minutes, we've gone from being going to go on standby to a 999 call to a more serious one. So we're just driving now down the, I think it's the main A460, the road, the Cannock Road coming into Wolverhampton. I've never done it at 50 miles an hour before, which is what the ambulances do now. I guess this is a question for Phil, because Connor's concentrating on driving.
Yeah.
Part of the training, presumably, is some kind of advanced driving course.
Yeah, we do a three-week driving course. We travel sort of all over the country, doing town driving, countryside driving, motorways, the whole range. We have to sit a couple of exams as well.
The whole junction pretty much stopped for us, apart from a couple of cars that seem to not notice and carry on going through.
Yeah, you do tend to get that quite a bit. What we're told to do is any red lights that we approach, we slow down virtually to a stop.
So the guys are just grabbing their equipment. Connor, the main paramedic's running down to the front door of the house. So we've just come into the house, and there's quite an elderly man who is now standing and looking quite faint and unwell. And I think one of a female relative just explaining that she'd found him fallen in the hall and with difficult breathing.
Just hold both my hands for me, mate. Give them a really hard squeeze. Give me a big smile. Mm. We're going to need to pop you up to New Cross and just get you a check over.
So we're just on the A34 now, going through part of Cannock Chase to get back to Stafford, which is, you know, where we started the shift a few hours ago. We've been to Wolverhampton twice. But I guess there is a big difference between if you work in a city base where you're constantly going to one hospital to somewhere like Stafford, where you can be serving three or four hospitals.
Working out of Stafford, we cover quite a large area. We've got about three or four hospitals in that area that we can take patients to. If you work out of Stafford, you'll maybe do six or seven jobs either per day, per night. But do it more miles. If you worked out somewhere like Stoke, you're never really more than 10 minutes from the local Stoke Hospital, which is one of the largest hospitals in the country. Working out of Stoke, you may do 10, 12 jobs because your turnaround time's a lot quicker, and because you're going to the job, getting them into hospital within 10-minute drive, dropping them off at hospital, and then you're back out on the road. Whereas obviously in Stafford, there is further distance to travel, especially at night with Stafford Hospital being closed.
And we hear all the time about the response targets.
The different categories of jobs we have are red one, which is the most serious life-threatening cases, cardiac arrest or respiratory arrests, and chokings, for example. That type of job we will be expected to try and make the response from where we are to the job within 8 minutes. I think at the moment we're at about 98%.
It is difficult though. I've been sat in the front early while you were driving, and we were on a red one, I think it was. Basically, people weren't getting out of your way.
Unfortunately, the traffic can only go so far. They can only move over so far. So it's down to us to try and weave our way in and out of traffic. But I do urge people to just check your mirrors, pull over, and we'll work our way around you.
I guess on the flip side, working in a base like Stafford, you could also find yourself down country lanes without any traffic, but places where getting there in 8 minutes is almost impossible.
We do try and keep CPOs, which are the cars and their first response, and also CFRs, which are the community first response, which are volunteers out in the more rural areas. Hopefully someone within that area within the 8 minutes that can get to that patient, stabilise that patient, before the ambulance crew arrive.